Please turn with me in the written word of God to Psalm 61. This is a very short psalm, but it's bursting with overflowing comfort. Some believe that David may have written it when he was in exile from Jerusalem during his son Absalom's tyranny. In verse 2, he says that from the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. May mean that he was distant from where the tabernacle of meeting was, where he met with God, and he's longing for the day when he can be back there. But whatever the historical circumstance, it's very obvious that he's surrounded by his enemies, and he's crying out to God to have mercy upon him and to protect him from his enemies. And as I read this text, the thing that stands out to me most is the latter part of verse 2 when it says, "When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy." He's saying, I have no place that's solid to put my foot upon. I'm stumbling on this ground. Would you elevate me, raise me above my circumstances, and put my feet on solid ground once again? Spurgeon tells a story of a place on the coast of England, on the northern part, that had a high cliff wall, and there was no way to get access to the top of the cliff. And many a sailor had died because the waves had slammed their boats into the side of the cliff. But there was a minister who took pity upon these men and carved out niches so that there were steps for the sailors to get up to this refuge. And they would. Many were saved that way. They would come to that place, climb up the refuge, and stand on top of the cliff and be saved from the perils of the sea. It's the kind of imagery that David is invoking here. The idea that I need a solid place for my foot. Here is David saying, my circumstances are changing all the time. I'm fearful of tomorrow. You ever feel that way? Terrified of what tomorrow may hold, what bad things may be coming your way, who knows what's coming down the pike? We live in a fallen world. And so it's scary to think about those things. But here David says, I have found a place to put my foot. Because while my circumstances are mutable and ever-changing, my God is immutable, and he cannot change, and he cannot lie, and his promises are sure and trustworthy and steadfast, because God cannot lie and God cannot change, and therefore his promises are trustworthy. As we used to sing in Bible college, faith, glad faith, the promise sees and looks to God alone, laughs at impossibilities, and cries, it shall be done. That's what David found for himself. Notice verse 4, I will abide in your tabernacle forever. He's longing to be in the place of worship once again. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. When he says, I'll trust in the shelter of your wings, we often think of a chick finding comfort under the wings of a hen. R.C. Sproul Sr. suggests that may not be what the analogy is here. The analogy may be, since he's talking about the tabernacle, the fact that the cherubim had their wings overspread. The idea, I will find refuge and I'll find safety because your angels surround me. Back when my children were little, we would go out and camp once a year. And that first night, we had a tradition. After supper, we would have a fire lit and the darkness is all around us, and we'd have a Coleman lantern blazing behind us. But you could hear all the spooky owl sounds and all the animal sounds just outside the perimeter of where the light was. And so the thought of sleeping with all those sounds and all those animals around us was kind of scary. So we would sing together from Psalm 34, where it says, the Lord's own angel constantly encamps about us. To remind the children, God himself has sent his angel to encamp with us. We're perfectly safe. Everything's good because the Lord is with us. Even so, that seems to be what's being invoked here. I would be remiss if I didn't point out in verse 6 and 7 that a number of commentators see a reference to David's greater son here. You will prolong the king's life as years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. David's dead. His tomb is somewhere in Jerusalem. And yet, here he's saying, let your king abide before you forever. And there is a king abiding before us, before the Lord forever at the right hand of God. And it's David's greater son, Jesus Christ. So bear these things in mind as we read the scriptures. Hear the word of the Lord. To the chief musician on a stringed instrument, a psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings, Selah. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. You will prolong the king's life, his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. May the Lord add his richest blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. You may be seated.